Reporting from Coquitlam, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On April 14th, purple flags could be seen planted along the entire perimeter of Lafarge Lake in Coquitlam, BC. Planted by the Tri-Cities Community Action Team, each flag represents lives lost to the toxic drug crisis in BC. April 14th was also the 10th anniversary of the province of British Columbia declaring a public health emergency due to toxic drug deaths. Since then, over 18,000 people have died due to toxic drug poisoning. As part of the Tri-Cities Community Action Team's memorial, they'd set up a table at Lafarge Lake as well with resources and members of the Community Action Team available for discussion and support. CJSF went down to Lafarge Lake, where we spoke with Ian Knight, a peer with the Tri-Cities Community Action Team, and Roxanne Saxon, the organization's program coordinator, about the significance of this memorial for them. First, take a listen to Ian Knight.
I grew up in New Westminster, Burnaby area. I've recently joined the TC Action, Tri-Cities Action Team, and I'm very proud to be here today to try to make a difference in the crisis that we are in right now with the drugs and the toxicity of the drugs. I have my own experience and stuff, like experiences with trauma and addiction as well. So it's that's the biggest reason why I'm here, is because of having that experience myself and being unhoused for many years. I want to say at the very least 15 years of my life I was on the streets and addicted to substances. And so, yeah, I'm just happy to be here today. And, like, it's a strong reminder of, like, why I want to be where I am today and not where I was. I'm grateful to be here. And, I'm just going to continue trying to make a difference, you know?
Next, we asked Roxanne Saxon what some of the support resources were for those who attended the memorial.
So we have the Tri-Cities Community Action Team, so that's we have a bunch of resources for different community partners. So we're kind of here to bridge those gaps for those who are not with us. But also on site we have Naloxone, who does youth-to-youth education within schools, within the SD43, but now they're expanding. We have Fraser Health Overdose Outreach Team, who works a lot one-on-one with clients and trying to navigate where they are with their substance use on a spectrum. I'm just kind of meeting them where they're at and helping them work through their goals. We have Progressive Housing, who's right now doing outreach within the community, but they're also doing the winter shelter up until the end of the month. So they're here to serve the unhoused community and help them get housed. And we actually have a rock star with us who's seven or eight people within the community is able to find housing for them. And then we have Cher, who does substance use counseling and beyond, so for youth and adults. And recently they just opened up the Foundry, so that's for youth, wraparound services for youth for 12 to 24 ages. So that's who is with us today. Oh, we also had Aster earlier. We traded places with Cher, but they were here earlier and they do one-on-one counseling with youth specifically, and a lot of like outreach, so meeting them where they're at instead of them coming to them.
Later in our conversation, we asked them of their thoughts on the BC government's decision to end the 3-year pilot project to decriminalize the possession of illicit drugs. Here is what they had to say.
Well, I think that whole project, the whole pilot, was very confusing. So they implicated it, but it wasn't very clear on what that really meant. And then all of a sudden, like, different communities were panicking. It's like, oh my gosh, it's going to be around our children at the parks. When that's not, like, people have morals at the end of the day. Like, that's not where people are using substances. So that there's, like, all this panic around it. And then so there's just a lot of misinformation and unclear, and people weren't really sure, like, but the problem is, like, the government's like, oh, it didn't work. Okay, well, it didn't work. It's because you didn't have the other services in place. You didn't have the other funding for the treatment or holistic healing or wraparound services. I'm a huge advocate for wraparound services. So, like, people just need to go to one place. That's all you need. You shouldn't have to go to 5 different places or make 20 different phone calls just to kind of get help. So that's like, I don't know, if I had to make 20 different phone calls, I'm like, no, thank you. So it's frustrating for people. So just have one place to go. And I mean, then you would see decriminalization work if you had the other resources in place.
I can't agree with you more. Wraparound services are a big part of it. I mean, because I know for me, if I had to call when I was entrenched in my addiction, I wouldn't have it. It's just too much to be taking on. I couldn't even make appointments, let alone making phone calls, you know what I mean? Especially multiple phone calls. So yeah, like Roxanne said, it's like, you know, wraparound services in one place would be ideal, just to make it a lot easier to bridge those gaps for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lastly, we asked them of the response they'd been receiving from community members throughout the day.
For sure. If it hasn't touched you, people are surprised. But I think like the messaging has actually been really well received. Like even, I don't know, people aren't offended by the messaging, which is great. Like we don't really have anybody kind of protesting against some of the messages, which is nice. So it's like that compassion in the community is there that you can feel. But there's always people like they had no idea what naloxone is still. So it's good. Like even like it's a rainy day, so we're not getting a lot of people, and that's okay. But we've had a couple of meaningful conversations that make it all worth it.
This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.
Check in on your loved ones. Yeah, make sure they're okay.
Absolutely.